Over the past few years, everyone from the English National Opera to Jay-Z have swung by, and on Sunday night, the mighty Status Quo themselves will take to the Pyramid Stage for some solid old-school rockin'. This might, in fact, be their chopper now. Fingers crossed Rossi's in there. So if your musical tastes are broad, if your mind is open, this really is the place to be. And that's what this show, The Nation's Playlist, is all about. We're going to get the festival goers to generate the music by telling us what's on their MP3 players and why. We're essentially sticking the people around us on shuffle. So, for the next hour here on Radio 2, Glastonbury picks the music. Rossi, get down here.
Danny Wallace with The Nation's Playlist at Glastonbury, BBC Radio 2.
Davy's job in the movie is to put the fear of death into people. I don't think that's going to be a problem. Take a look at the poster.
You have a debt to pay.
If you've got problems with Davy Jones, then wait till you meet the crew, because the crew are half man, half shark, half man, half lobster, half man, half anything else that swims in the deep sea.
You owe Davy Jones your soul. That was the agreement.
The ship is a horror ship. It's the ship of death.
Time's up.
Davy Jones comes into your life, if he does come into your life, and please God he never does. He will come into your life at the point of death and he will make you a deal. He will offer you a deal which is not a very good deal, but it's the only deal available.
You're a marked man, Jack Sparrow.
I was the third brother of five, doing whatever I had to do to survive.
Kind of what I do whenever I'm getting ready to start a movie, I go into my record collection and my music collection, and what I'm looking for, and the same thing with Jackie Brown, same thing with all of them, I'm looking for inspiration. I'm looking to find the rhythm that the movie's going to play at, the beat that the movie's going to play at, and I'm going to find it in my old records. I mean, so much so that I don't want to use, you know, the big Hollywood masters of this stuff. I like using my record, all right? You know, I like the pops and the scratches and everything. So when I'm sitting, you know, at the, you know, biggest theater in the world listening, and I'm hearing what was on my turntable, I'm hearing all the scratches and stuff.
I was five and he was six. We rode on horses made of sticks.
Introducing The Yards. Uncut Magazine says a rocking debut from ex-Seahorse Chris Helm. The Yards. Debut album. Out now.